The first Graham's Attack ad, which came out right after the primary, was dubbed the single most distorted ad of campaign 2000 in Minnesota by analyst Dean Alger, the Minnesota director of the Alliance for Better Campaigns. Graham's second attack ad uses some of the same elements: grainy black and white slowed down video of Dayton, which makes him look shifty, and a repeat of the charge that Dayton profited from the very prescription drug companies he's criticized. It also includes a new charge.
Now Dayton says you shouldn't be allowed to invest some of your own Social Security money. Even though as state auditor, he oversaw retirement plans for government workers that profited from the same kind of investments. The truth is, Mark Dayton will do or say or buy anything to win this election.
Analyst Alger says the investment claim has an element of truth in it. As auditor, Dayton did serve on the State Board of Investment, which oversaw state employee pension plans. But Dayton argues that Social Security is the one retirement plan that should be absolutely secure and free from the volatility of private markets. Graham supports allowing workers to invest most of their Social Security taxes in private retirement accounts. Graham has yet to run a single ad touting his policy positions, and Alger believes this ad, like his previous one, may backfire.
It is also startling because it's talking about prescription drugs, about which seniors are the greatest concern, and the second thing it talks about is the Social Security system, which is also a senior issue, and yet seniors, the research shows, have the least tolerance for harsh attack ads.
The Dayton campaign is using the Graham's attacks as fodder for its latest ad.
In 1994, Rod Graham's wrote, "We have had enough of negative campaigns in Minnesota." But today, Graham's is desperate, so he's unleashed a negative campaign against Mark Dayton.
Elder says the ad refers to Graham's first Senate bid, when opponent Ann Winia went negative in the final days. Alger says while it's legitimate to remind the public of Graham's proclamation, Dayton hypocritically uses a classic negative ad technique.
I have criticized the Graham's RNC ads for distorted visuals. Sadly, the Dayton ad includes distorted visuals of Graham's. That is, they have slowed down the tape and makes Graham's look a little weird.
The campaign advertising code adopted by the Minnesota Compact election reform effort calls on candidates not to distort their opponents' images in commercials. Elder says Republican 4th District candidate Linda Runbeck also violates the code in her first television ad, which uses unflattering slow-motion video of DFL State Representative Betty McCollum while criticizing her for a twin stadium vote.
Betty McCollum voted to use our tax dollars for sports stadiums, taking money away from our environment and away from our children. Then, for the sake of politics, she ran from her vote and hoped we wouldn't find out. We think that says a lot about her priorities.
Alger says the ad misrepresents McCollum's vote.
This was certainly not a direct vote saying we'll spend money for the stadium rather than on environmental issues, and indeed McCollum has got the support of environmental groups on the whole. It also says use tax dollars. That's definitely misleading because, in fact, the bill that she voted for would have used revenue bonds, not tax money, to build the stadium.
Alger says it's surprising that Runbeck has chosen a sharp attack for her first ad. Candidates usually begin by introducing themselves to voters. Runbeck's campaign says Democrats brought on the attack by sending out a stadium attack on McCollum's DFL primary opponents days before the election. McCollum has denied knowing the state DFL party was preparing the attack, but once it was out, said she had no qualms about its content. The only candidates currently on television who haven't gone negative are 6th District DFL Congressman Bill Luther and his Republican opponent, John Klein. Both are running warm, fuzzy spots. The Luther ad shows old photos of his parents' farm and him as a child.
On the farm, my parents taught me that you don't run up credit. You pay your bills as they come due.
The Klein ad features colorful images of Klein talking to seniors and children. It also includes black and white photos of Klein with former Presidents Reagan and Carter as the Marine Corps officer entrusted with safeguarding the so-called football containing nuclear launch codes.
America trusted him with the safety of the world. Minnesota can count on him in Congress.
Alger calls that the most wildly inflated claim of campaign 2000. Both Klein and Luther make the same promise in their ads that they're committed to using the surplus to save Social Security and pay down the national debt. But Alger says both candidates lack specifics and need to tell voters the details. He says he's disappointed that so far the ads that have dominated the general election campaign have been harsh attacks, which voters have repeatedly said they're sick of seeing. I'm Laura McCollum, Minnesota Public Radio.